zone and the no Karen zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It is the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, May the 21st, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the NCAA takes the bold step to shake off the hysteria and the panic porn hype to allow football and basketball players to get.
Good Friday morning to you. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Apologies for the late start here, as we have had a few technical difficulties this morning. Can we just blame this on the coronavirus as well? Is that possible? Can we say this is due to COVID-19? I think that's the safe thing to do. We'll restart the engines here and get going, because we have a jam-packed show for you today. Here on the Steve Gruber Show, coming up at hour one, David Coleman with us, senior counsel, Great Lakes Justice Center, talking about the Michigan barber, Carl Mankey, winning in court. We'll discuss with him. Phil Kirpin from American Commitment. He has been all over this COVID-19 story in terms of looking at data, nursing home deaths. Is it safer for children? Should we be less concerned about restarting schools in the fall? All sorts of that stuff with Phil Kirpin coming up. My boss, he didn't demand to be on, but, it doesn't hurt. John J. Miller, he's a national correspondent for National Review and also director of the Dow Journalism Program here at Hillsdale College. He wrote a cover piece that I know Steve mentioned in National Review on John James, the Michigan U.S. Senate candidate. We'll talk with John about that also in hour one. Michelle Walker in hour two. The Gray Rhino is her book. Congressman Tim Walberg in hour two. Scott Turner, executive director of the White House Opportunity and Revitalization Council, Also in hour two, I told you, we're jam-packed today. Then in hour three, Steve Doolin, Noah Rothman from Commentary, had a great piece called The Zombie Lockdown Debate. Talk with him in hour three. And also Angela Madden, Executive Director of the Michigan Association of Ambulance Services. All of that, all of it, coming up on today's Steve Gruber Show. Plus, our Attorney General Dana Nessel going on Wolf Blitzer's show yesterday on CNN and making a fool of herself. We'll have that audio as well. She was very upset about the president visiting Ford yesterday and not wearing a mask at times and threatened to prosecute Ford. And well, anyway, we'll have that audio coming up probably at the top of hour number two, along with an idea that I have for lawmakers. And not that lawmakers in Lansing have not enough to deal with here during the shutdown and COVID-19, but I do have an idea for them. I'll run by at some point during today's show. So all of that is coming up and more. Because we always give you a little bit more. If you don't know who I am, by the way, my name is Scott Bertram. I am the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, where I've been for more than 4 years now. Time just flies. I also teach in the journalism department here. You can find my other work. Do a podcast for the college called the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, also available on many of these fine radio stations. Over the weekend, you can also find the Hillsdale College Classical Education podcast. You can find me at National Review, where I do a show called Political Beats. We don't talk about anything political on Political Beats. It's about music and our guest's favorite band or artist. You can find that at nationalreview.com or wherever fine podcasts are found. And I know there are schools across Michigan and across the country getting prepared for the fall term. What is going to happen after essentially everyone, I don't know a school that did not move to remote learning during these past couple of months after the shutdown. And we were no different. We went to remote learning. All of us, the professors, adjusted on the fly to make things work. It seemed to work all right, pretty well. It's not ideal, nowhere near ideal, but it's better than nothing. So we don't necessarily want to do that in the fall. Our president here, Dr. Larry Arnn, made the announcement, I believe at the start of last week, that we are full tilt boogie toward heading for heading toward in-person classes in the fall. I think August 24th is when the freshmen are set to arrive here on campus, and then we'll move forward from there. I think Dr. Arnn's been a tremendous leader during this entire time. Making good decisions, the right decisions for the college and for the students specifically, and careful in that announcement he made about opening up in the fall to say, look, we're not ready for civil disobedience yet. So if it's illegal, we'll have to rethink things. But all signs point to in-person learning in the fall. That is our plan. That is what we're going to do. It is what we do here at Hillsdale. And barring some very odd changes, that's what we will do. With some changes and whatever we have to do to keep things safe for both faculty and students. But we'll be here in the fall teaching our fantastic students, about 1,400 or so, here around campus. All right, tons to get to in today's show. David Coleman next. We'll talk about Carl Mankey, the barber, and winning court here on the Steve Gruber Show.
The events of the last few weeks in the news and financial markets have us all wondering what the future holds. How long before we come out of this and life returns to normal? As we adjust to new terms like social distancing and working from home, Bruce Van Hall, Mike Douglas, and the team at Life Plan Advisory Services are taking steps to accommodate your financial questions and concerns. If you have a question about what your options are in these falling markets, call us. There is no reason for you to sit by and watch money leak out of your retirement accounts. This has become a health emergency, and we need to take steps to keep ourselves safe, but this does not have to be a financial emergency that damages your outlook for retirement. We are here to help. To set up a video or phone consultation, call us at 517-323-7526. That's 517-323-7526, or go online at mylifeplanfinancial.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.
An important message from Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
The coronavirus pandemic is challenging all of us, but it's especially important to support our neighbors in need. While our dedicated DTE employees work tirelessly to ensure reliable energy, the DTE Foundation is working with community partners across Michigan. We're providing more than 100,000 families with critical support services, including more than 1 million meals. Together, we'll power through this.
DTE. Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
We at DTE care deeply about all the communities where we live and serve. Our top priority during this crisis is the health and safety of our employees and customers. So our crews are focusing only on work that's critical to ensure reliable energy and quick response to emergencies. If you experience challenges due to medical conditions or loss of income, contact us. We want every one of our customers to have energy to stay safe and warm.
DTE.